RNZ Pacific, kia ora nā, I'm Moira Tuila Epitaylor with the news. Quarantine free travel between the Cook Islands and New Zealand is about to resume. RNZ Pacific's Lydia Lewis is at Auckland Airport.
The travel bubble has officially opened, with the first Air New Zealand flight scheduled to take off at 8:45 this morning. The Cook Islands government has bolstered COVID measures in preparation. A new COVID testing station has been opened at Rarotonga Airport, with anyone wanting to travel to any of the outer islands required to pass a rapid antigen test at the domestic terminal first. Tourism Industry Council President Liana Scott told RNZ Pacific today's flight has been a long time coming. She says businesses desperately need this economic boost, with many having to close to the public to keep operating costs low.
The body of a child has been found in Solomon Islands, and police confirm he's one of nine children who went missing at sea on New Year's Day. A boat carrying 14 people left Gizo for the Shortland Islands but failed to reach its destination. The body of a woman was found near Zeno Island on Tuesday, about 100 kilometres from the Shortlands. Gizo resident Terence Zero says it's been a tough 2 weeks for the families of the victims.
There hasn't been much information about the child. It was only identified when the body was picked up and brought to Taro, the capital of Choiseul province, and the medical inspectors inspected the body. They had determined that it was of a child. The woman, however, was identified through the tattoo.
A memorial service was held in Gizo yesterday for the 14 victims. Health authorities in Fiji are concerned about the staff shortage and the lack of shelter at medical clinics in the capital Suva. Health staff who test positive for COVID-19 are being isolated, which the government says has contributed to depleted staff numbers in the front line. Fiji's Health Minister, Dr. Ifirami Wanganaumbete, says with the rapid spread of the Omicron variant, containing any transmission is priority.
What we've done is actually make sure that we've used the extra young doctors that are available at CWM that have been mobilized to actually support them at the health centre until they have a full cohort back on the ground.
In this third wave of the coronavirus, Fiji has close to 5,000 cases in isolation, with the death toll at 721. Tonga's newly elected government held its first session on Thursday in the capital Nuku'alofa. All 26 members swore an oath of allegiance to King Tupou VI and the kingdom's constitution, including the incoming Prime Minister, Siaose Sovaleni.
I swear by the Almighty God I will serve His Majesty Tupou Ono, the sovereign of Tonga, and defend the integrity and holiness of the Constitution of Tonga, and act with integrity to progress the work of Parliament. I siasi afakifaha falau Sovaleni.
Prime Minister Sovaleni is Tonga's 18th Prime Minister and only the fourth commoner to take this office. Travellers to Samoa will soon pay for their quarantine costs as the government moves to reduce the expense of coronavirus prevention measures that began nearly 2 years ago. The chairman of the National Emergency Operations Committee, Angafili Shemleo, says Cabinet has approved the new plans. Angafili says the average cost to repatriate and quarantine one person for 21 days is between 3,000 and 5,000. Tala. It's cost nearly 19 million tala since the start of repatriation flights. Returning scholarship students and patients on the government medical treatment scheme will still be funded by the government. Some health providers are warning they're not ready to vaccinate children ahead of the paediatric rollout next week. New Zealand will join the United States, Canada and Australia in vaccinating 5 to 11-year-olds from Monday. The New Zealand government set the date January the 17th before Christmas, but not all health providers say they'll be ready. Ngāti Hine Trust, one of the largest Māori health providers in Northland, won't be running at full capacity until January the 24th. Its chief executive, Jeff Milner, says that this is likely to be the case for many practices throughout the country. He says parents should use any delay to speak to their children about vaccination. The Kremlin has described Russia's first face-to-face talks with NATO for 2 years as unsuccessful. A Kremlin spokesman, Dmitry Peskov, warned that sanctions proposed by US Democrats against Russian President Vladimir Putin would be tantamount to Washington severing ties with Moscow. After the meeting with Russian officials in Brussels, NATO's Secretary-General Jens Stoltenberg said the alliance wouldn't give into Moscow's demands. In the UK, Boris Johnson's cabinet is rallying around him despite calls from several Conservative MPs for him to resign. It follows an apology from the Prime Minister for attending a party in the Downing Street Garden in May 2020 when the UK was in lockdown. Mr Johnson says an independent investigation into a series of claimed rule-breaking events is underway. Cabinet Minister Brandon Lewis says he won't speculate on whether Boris Johnson will have to step down once the investigation into claims of parties concludes.
I've never been, and I'm not about to start getting drawn into hypotheticals. I think it's important we let that investigation do its work. I fundamentally believe we have got the right person as Prime Minister who's been delivering for our country in a way we've seen actually mean our country is leading the world in a range of areas as we've come through COVID, and with the right plans to take us forward in the years ahead.
It's not known when the independent investigation will be concluded. In sport, Premier League club Newcastle United have signed New Zealand striker Chris Wood from relegation rivals Burnley on a 2.5-year deal. British media report that Newcastle paid Burnley $50 million for the 30-year-old's all-white. Wood has been a key player for Burnley, scoring a club record 49 goals in 144 league matches. The Warriors coach Nathan Brown says around two-thirds of the NRL's team squad have tested positive for COVID-19 in Australia in recent weeks. The team is based in Brisbane, preparing for the new season, which starts in March. Brown says while most players have recovered, three are still in isolation. Brown also confirmed some players were yet to be fully vaccinated, but he says the club isn't expecting to have any issues with unvaccinated players. And Novak Djokovic has been made the top seed in the draw for the Australian Open tennis tournament, even though it's still not clear if he will be in the country to play. That's the latest news from RNZ Pacific. For more on our stories, go to our website, rnzi.com.